about a dozen Russian Orthodox parishioners gathered in the St. Sophia Church overlooking Bethel's tundra ridge. Then they pile into trucks and head down the river. Father Michael Trifon offers me and three others a lift down to the frozen banks of the Kuskokwim.
It's a very important day for us Orthodox Christians and Christians alike who recognize the baptism of Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's a very important to reenact, if you will, the baptism of Jesus Christ. And this is that memory, this is that festal day that we celebrate today.
Saturday, January 19th is Theophany on the Orthodox calendar. It marks the day Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist.
Not that Christ, the Son of God, needed to be baptized or needed to be purified, but to set an example for the rest of us to be baptized, to be washed, to be cleaned.
On the Kuskokwim River, a cross has been cut out of the ice. With bare hands, Father Trifon dips a gold cross into the frigid waters, then sprinkles the water to bless parishioners. Orthodox Christians believe this blessed water is sanctified, or holy water. If anyone is cold, nobody complains. But nobody dilly-dallies either.
Can you still feel your hands?
Huh?
Can you still feel your hands?
A little. Yeah, they are, because it's cold. It is ice water.
What does the temperature say outside?
9 degrees.
9 degrees.
The holiday is also known as Epiphany in other Christian traditions. Regardless of a person's belief system, it's not hard to appreciate the connection between spiritual health and the icy cold, pristine waters drawn from a frozen Alaska river in dark midwinter. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Jacob Resnick.